Perhaps we could start off with the cause and effect relationship in works of literature. I'm sure you've done a study of works dealing with prostitution. What are your thoughts on some of the things that you have read?
Well, the study I've done of pre-existing literature about prostitutes has been actually very informal. I never took a course, you know, where it was laid out for me. So I basically read things as they come up and as they interest me. So that includes everything from 79 Park Avenue, which was, a Harold Robbins thriller, to Moll Flanders, to novels by Collette, and even some of the more current, more feminist-influenced stuff that's coming out in the 80s and the 90s, which I don't find as enjoyable, quite honestly, as some of the earlier work. And one of the biggest influences for me was Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe. And Moll has gotten sort of swept under the carpet a little bit and isn't getting as much attention as some other works have been getting because she was the creation of a sort of dead white male. And on the one hand, I wanted to update the literature and tell a story, a fictional story, from a real prostitute, from a real prostitute's perspective. But at the same time, I think it's really interesting that this man created, to me, such a realistic feeling heroine, protagonist, who was a prostitute, kind of struggling, finding her way in the world, and kind of on the amoral side. She's not a ruthless killer or anything, but she's not a victim, and she is poor. She has to deal with her survival, but she steals and she abandons her children.
Right.
She's not a worthy victim, and yet she's incredibly lovable, likable. You identify with her and you're rooting for her.